May committee meeting to order. Approval of the minutes, April 13th, 26th.
Second.
26. Any discussion, addition, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Patty, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I would like approval to accept the unmet needs funding in the amount of $47,179 to be appropriated to Faith in Action Institute for Human Services and Home and Health Care. This funding is intended to just fill in gaps of services, and I feel it's appropriate to give it to the agencies that are doing the work in our community.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Great. Next item is to accept Consolidated Appropriations Act funding. And this funding is intended for home delivered meals program. Although during the disaster, you can use it for anything, but we'd like to appropriate it specifically for the meals programs. So that would be ProAction and Corning Meals on Wheels.
So moved.
Question? Go ahead.
No, he made the motion.
Oh, sorry.
Turn your hearing aid up here.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Judy?
So moved.
Second. That's it. You are all here for admin.
Yeah.
So,
did I get a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Carries.
Questions? Sorry.
Yeah. No questions.
Vince?
Morning.
Morning.
In this year's budget, I put $3,544,000 for state funding for roads. About 3 weeks ago, they told us it would be $8.9 million. So I'm here to appropriate the additional money, $5,375,040.71.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to ask to accept, please, the additional emergency rental assistance program funds. It's $120,000. They're going to add them to our existing emergency shelter grant funds that we currently have. It's supposed to support the outreach efforts for the emergency rental assistance program funds that the state is going to deliver out. We are going to appropriate them $20,000 to Catholic Charities approximately to help with the process, $30,000 to ProAction, and then the balance, that $70,000, we're going to use to support an additional case manager for our homeless to also help with that process.
What was that last one? $30,000
for ProAction. It's going to help with the outreach. And then we're going to use $70,000 to help with an additional case manager to assist our office with those outreach funds as well through ProAction.
So move. Contract then, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How am I doing, Carol?
World record pace.
Jeff? Texted in when it started. He asked me to do that. I don't know if he's en route down here, but
it's linked to your agenda. Stop DWI Foundation of New York has made $3,000 of additional crackdown funds available to us. That goes to not just us, but other municipal police agencies, and it's based on the allocation of DWI. So it's accepting an additional $3,000 for those purposes.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carries. Thank you. Morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Any questions on any of the reports? We did our usual monthly ones as well as the thirdly ones, county cost analysis and the payroll analysis.
Allocation of the interest but to capital projects. Do we have a number as to what the total interest that we made last year?
For capital projects or for everything?
For everything.
Oh, I've been looking at that stuff constantly for the last 3 days.
Just an estimate. Good.
I believe it was around 700,000 total countywide, yeah. I believe.
Boy. How much?
Long ways from where we were.
My 401k did better than that.
Tammy, on a couple of the financial summary for select departments, there's the public defense, the revenue is listed as negative revenue, and so our net county cost went up.
Yes.
I was just curious about that. That's unusual. Public health had the same thing.
So that is driven by the fact that we do estimates for the prior year revenues, and then we reverse those at the beginning of the new year. And then when they actually bill, we book what the actual claim is.
So we overbooked.
No, they just haven't done the claims yet.
Okay.
For the most part. I know Mitch has been working with the ILS folks to try to get some of their claims out, and public health. I'm not sure that those have been booked. I don't think they've claimed those yet.
Okay.
Either. So, but that's what drives that negative, and it stays negative until they actually do the claims and we book those.
I don't remember noticing it before, but that just means I don't remember.
Well, it could be timing. They could have done them earlier last year. Not sure. But yeah, that's what drives that.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that? Okay.
Okay. The next topic is in preparation for looking at capital projects and, you know, recognizing that that's on your plan for the year. We just, you know, Jack and I have gone through and looked at those and determined that we should close some of the ones that haven't been used in a while. And that's all outlined on the attachment. Some of them are just going, the top ones would be going back to the unassigned fund balance in the general fund. Some of the emergency management ones would be going to the burn building upgrades project because that's an ongoing project. All of the rest actually, we're proposing to put them into open projects for other purposes. So there's a whole set that would go to the county office building bathroom renovations, a few that would go to the operating center at 911, Cameron Mills environmental study. That leftover money would go to the highway shop renovations capital project, and the four, I guess, would go into the records digitization capital project.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And we do need a short, hopefully, executive session for property issue, two property issues, I guess.
Anything else?
Yes, I do have under our office, it was presented to public safety, had a long discussion there, looking for authorization to allocate or spend $24,008.57 from the animal cruelty capital project to pay the SPCA for the ongoing large animal boarding.
So move.
Second.
Questions?
Did we talk about, I know we briefly brought this up at public safety, but did we talk about taking that payment out of the district attorney's budget, or were we going to start funding some of that in the future when we have these kinds of cases?
Yeah, it was discussed. Nothing here. I mean, you know, any other type of move from any of the other departments, certainly up to you. As we mentioned, Mr. Mullen, you know, proposed a few years ago to build up this fund balance. We're going to be down to a couple thousand dollars at this point after this payment, with more payments to come. And we are working on the issues that were brought up from public safety. But right now, the motion would just be a capital project, whatever we could set up, whatever you would like to, you know, in terms of money transfers or anything like that.
Do we still have some ongoing costs for this, these particular animals?
Yes.
Okay. So as we move into 2021, this bill is for 2020.
I would expect that you're going to get, it's racking up at a few grand a month. I would suspect by the end of the year, if not the beginning of 2021, to get another request. Hopefully we can stop the bleeding and get a disposition quickly through the various methods, but obviously it's gone on a long time.
And those dispositions are in the hands of the district attorney's office?
Yes. When we get the RFP back, hopefully for next month, for other farms, for housing some of the animals, that should give you, I believe, or would that require the district attorney's action too? Yeah, I either way it's going to. But I think we could, if you have other options for boarding, I think we could push that issue and hopefully drive the cost down.
Thank you.
So maybe, Jack, we could get a report at the next public safety committee meeting from Brooks as to where these cases are.
Yep.
Yes.
You're going to have issues with finding other farms to take them, because I see on the paper there that those large animals got Yoni's disease, so regular farms aren't going to want to bring them in with their animals.
Okay.
So this may not be as easy as you'd like it to be.
Oscar Meyer would take them.
And I think some of it's not the cost when you look at those numbers. I think some of it's just the time that they've been there.
Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Motion to go to executive session.
Second.
We are set. Did we get a motion?
Session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries.
Motion.
Second. On the sale?
On the waiver.
On the waiver, yeah. I guess that's what we would call it, waiving our tax and fees.
On both properties.
On both properties.
Second.
I second.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Man, can I get a second on that? All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.